Blog Talk Radio. The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by
Q&A
all contributors belong
started.
To them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representation as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
Good morning, everyone. It's kind of raining. Hold on for a minute. Well, guys, welcome. How y'all doing today? I know this is All Facts, regular one here in TRS. This is a new show in cyberspace. It's Jog Walk. I think I got Jog Walk Talk. We're going to be testing out the... Unfortunately, I wanted some new equipment today, but it's malfunctioning. You got to call customer service. You know, when you buy something and when you first open the package, they got hold up, please don't return, please don't return. That means y'all right, they know they have problems with the damn product. So, this is probably going to have to reset something. What it is, it doesn't, it just stays in charger mode. It doesn't complete the charge on the Bluetooth. So I just wanted to let everybody know I'm here. The weather here is like, looked like it rained last night. And I'm going to do a little something different today. I'm going to start walking first before we get into it. By the way, the lines are not going to be open until I get back to the house. So, if you're listening, if you're walking your dog, if you just want to listen to me, if not, oh well. But the title that I had was saying basically, let the haters motivate. And, guys, I didn't really want to go ahead and jog this morning. I really didn't. Woke up late. And, I didn't wake up late. I went to bed late. And I'm watching this movie that I'm not going to spoil for everybody. You know, I didn't even hardly stretch that much. But, with that Tiger King, I guess, and I was watching that, and, you know, how you go through a marathon, and by the way, guys, I'm tip-tapping it now. I didn't really feel like getting up and doing it, but this is one reason why I did this show. Running is one of the main exercise I really can do to get my body in shape. And you know, I tap jog. I don't do a military jog. But what I do, it gets me in shape. I can tell the difference in my body. I got more pep in my step. And, but as you see, it's a technique to when you jog and you talk. It's just like cadence in the military. You ever see the military soldiers? They be saying cadence and they be jogging similar to that. So, but You know, I canceled the show. I did a Wednesday. Notice, guys, I ran yesterday morning, if you believe it or not. And I didn't want it to run yesterday morning. We didn't run. Didn't really feel like it. But what's all right on? But that's my neighbors. And unbeknownst to me, I said, because I did a 12 o'clock show, right? It lasted for 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. And pretty good show. I said, I'm not going to have time to do my 6:31. But I had some motivation in me. You know, one of my cyber haters, right, called into the show yesterday. And I'm like, wow. This man wants to have a dialogue with me? No. He didn't want to have a dialogue. He wanted to start some shit. Because you know why? His fat ass can never do what I'm doing now. But his fat ass motivated me to run yesterday. Call that hate in. When a man don't know you, tells everybody you use all these intoxicants in your body, like he's at the table for you cutting up some shit. Okay? Off of some personal vendetta, like, you know, nigga, I don't like you, or just out of nowhere. You're like, hold up. I gotta get the fuck up out here, man. Because this motherfucker, I want to lean on him. I just want to mute his line and just cuss him out and say, nigga, you coming on this bitch acting like it never happened. Get the fuck out of the Black African-American community. Bitch, we don't need you. Bitch, if you're not on drugs, something wrong with him. Let me stop cussing. If you ain't on no drugs, something wrong with your ass. This man goes out, and first thing she says, tries to dirty up my name. All factions are crackhead. He's drunken. He does. That ain't new for a black man in America. Don't try to tell Ken. Ken, he's a crackhead. Oh, by the way, a crackhead gave 625. For the Black African American community. See, guys, that's why I had to get the fuck out and run yesterday. Fuck sleep. Because instead of getting upset, you take that same energy and you put it right where I'm on at now. One step at a time. My goal is to get in shape like never before and stay there. I'm not an athlete. I can do it at my own pace. Right? Right? Knowing that I'm in better shape than that person. Now, I don't wish that person no harm. You see? Right? And he's telling all people, he says, man, you good online. This is my motivation. My hater is motivating me to jog. Remember, I told y'all I was going to cancel the show. But then I would be irrational because that's not the way I wanted the show to become. The show has to motivate me to get up for a scheduled time. No matter if no one hears me, they can say, well, goddamn, he's still doing it. It's the only good exercise I can get, man. Only thing. Really, really, that's going to help me out But let me tell you something, man. I'm me talking about this motherfucker. You take this madness, that energy. That's why I gotta start taking myself, my sons, the people in the community. You take that same energy and you can use it. The same madness, the same frustration and wanting to touch somebody or wanting to cuss them out when it's not the appropriate time to do it. You just leave. Say, all right, nigga. See, what I, if I ever be on the phone, I can just go out and jog. You know what I mean? I'm out here by myself. I don't think I'm breaking state rules. I'm going to go up this hill right here. There's so many hills up here. What's going on, buddy? I'm going to go up this hill, right? This is the new hill I'm going up. Yeah, man, he tried to sneak his way in. Out of nowhere, me and Ken is starting, you know, two brothers are trying to do something. And before I get a chance to cut somebody like Mama's Boy out, or Jay for not participating in contact, right when it gets off, let's start. You got somebody talking about, oh, I just took it upon myself, and Ken, I'm going to talk to you, but I don't want nothing to do with your partner. Right there says stop. Right there says stop. You are a fucking instigator. You're an imbecile. We can clearly see what you're trying to do. Okay, before this man calls anybody, before he calls anybody, me and him talking online like, you know, just shoot the breeze. And just shooting the breeze. You know, we gang up on ABC. No one says anything. You think somebody's called you? First chance they get, somebody who you never met, somebody who you've never but did anything, like, you know, make them, like, you never, like, try to stop them from paying a bill. You never try to stop them or intervene in their online business. You never did none of that. And out of nowhere, ladies and gentlemen, out of nowhere, this man comes and says, well, I'm going to come, and I don't like Offex. Offex is a crazy guy. Hold up. How could you ever agree with someone who you say I am on logical concepts? I should, if you're telling everybody that I'm these all kinds of kids, and we come on here and we talk intellectual stuff, and you agree with me, damn, they will never disagree with me, or don't make a crackhead look stupid online, or dopehead or weedhead, or I call it whatever fuck he wants to say. That says something about you, or that says something about me. I guess I didn't lose all my brain cells, because I can debate your dumb ass on any topic, especially game theory. My next show will be game theory. Huh? So I'm saying to myself, well, Ken, we don't need to do that. Well, first of all, someone lied and says he already purchased something that we could purchase in the future. As soon as he said it, guys, he never did it. So when y'all heard me on that rant for like 2 weeks, I already knew he didn't do it. So if he's going to come and say, I'm going to purchase it, and I did purchase it, if you want it, just ask me. And for actuality and reality, you didn't get it, you're playing a game of theory game. Game theory. See, that's what Joe was doing, ladies and gentlemen. And he lost at game theory. See, he came on last night, and he tried to come out with y'all with something that y'all didn't know, because y'all are not black. We're not smaller than him. What did Fats come back? Huh? What did that? How did that handle my hater? Huh? Well, not only did I let him know that that terminology game theory you're talking about, I know all about it, right? And then now I can see how your dumb ass, right, miscalculated between me and Ken, right? And ladies and gentlemen, if he ever hears this, he says, me, you should be known on me, nigga. This is my, I love talking about this. I want to get 3 miles in the day. Well, I want y'all, whoever hear this, I want y'all to hear how long I run. Now, did you need it? You need to talk about this, stupid ass motherfucker. And that's why I got up that morning. I ain't say nothing online, did I, guys? I was cordial. I ain't say nothing. Everybody was thinking like, God damn, Joe, you just pop up. And see, you already know if Tyrone wasn't on the phone, I would have got his ass. Well, since Tyrone was around, I said, well, shit, I ain't going to do nothing. Hey, I tell you my game theory. I said, I'm going to chill. I ain't going to say shit, because that's what he wants me to do. See, this is a part of the game. When he said game theory to y'all, now I know where that nigga's mind comes from, because I know all about the game theory. But I don't use that shit in, like, sinister ways. He tried to use game theory in a sinister way. His part of the way his game was, his goal of the game was break Ken and all facts apart. That is my goal and my game theory. And I can tell you why. Right after the day after the contest, no, a week after the contest, Ken go on Al Camasto, right? And he says, well, Ken defends himself. Ken defends himself, correct? And then all of a sudden, Joe comes on there out of nowhere. Comes on and says, Ken, yeah, you kept on saying, I don't know why you did it with this brother. This brother is bad. This brother, he just a loose cannon. He do it. What? You just, no, I came with a loose cannon when I knew you were trying to become between me and Ken. That's when I became a loose cannon, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? What you talking about? You just trying to look at my work ethic, nigga. Niggas got on Ken, and he told you this. So I'm not talking behind my partner's back. Niggas told you Ken. No. Ken told you that other people was telling him, man, you letting all facts doing these shows by itself. Where you at? Right? And then, unbeknownst to me, when I tell Ken, after 2-3 weeks doing by my, hey, look, bro, I know you're trying to say this 90% me, 10% you, but you're going to have to show up, man. You're going to at least give me an introduction 30 minutes. I know you're born, but you know what I'm saying? They just think my face on this. You need to come. So, sliding that from the side, I still say, I told Ken, it wasn't 90 me, 10 you. It's 50-50. But see, look at my work ethic, bro. He says, he's a loose cannon. Yeah, I'm a fucking loose cannon, but who showed up? Who produced a whole lot of shit? I produced the award show. I actually produced the goddamn, I produced the rules. By the way, we got to get that banner. You know, we forgot. We got to get the banner up. I'm working on that. We're going to have that up. Definitely boho by the day or this weekend. Put that banner up on that Top Real Seditious because I just forgot about that. But yeah, so guys, that was his goal. Because you have to say once again, now I know where he's coming from. He's coming on some deeper, sinister, like game theory is like this, guys. You be like, yo, hey, bye. We all for real here, you know. And we all together and we go. Put our money together, right? Watch. Game theory is like for the people that's trying to get one over on you, that's cause distress. Their ultimate goal is to win. And game theory says, Joe's goal is to break up Kenneth. If he breaks up Kenneth, he wins this game. Now, the sad thing about it is, we didn't even know that we was playing. Some people will be playing that game, and you don't even know that they're playing, which is unfair shit. That's our system. Huh? See? Because, see, if you don't let the other person know that you're playing the game, what you're manipulating, you're saying, well, guys, I'm here on good faith, but actually, you're playing the game to sabotage and take over. You know? Everybody's supposed to have 10% stock. 10 people, 10% stock in the company. Guess what? Equal share. But one, who's that? There got to be a host. Who's that? Who's that?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, man? Letting Joe motivate me. Man, I'm mad as shit, man. I told you, man, I was mad as shit. That's why you heard me run. I said, I did my 12 o'clock, and I said I wasn't going to run. I was going to wait until after the Howard show. Right? That motherfucker Joe came on here, and I said, look at this nigga.
Joe came on last night?
Yeah. No, the other night,
after
yeah.
My show?
Yeah, Thursday morning.
After my show?
Tonight? No, after Tyrone's show.
Talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Talking
about game theory. Talking about game theory. I said, okay. I said, nigga, I know about game theory, too. You ain't smart. You ain't the smartest black over here. When I talk about game theory, referring to what Mama Boy said, now I know.
What is game theory?
Game theory is sinister this. Bottom line. Unbeknownst to other people, you're playing the game. For instance, when Joe, if he understands game theory, Joe's end goal of winning his game, the game he's playing by himself, remember, he's playing a game in his head. His goal is to break up me and Kenneth, right? That was his goal. Don't hit me out. That was his goal. He did everything he tried to do to break us apart. If he did that, he would have won his game. The reason why I said his game, me, Kenneth, and no one else know that we're part of his game. You see what I'm saying? And it's some sinister shit. Of course, game theory can be positive. The way he's using it was sinister. Let me give you another evidence. For one, I know he has knowledge of game theory, and he was playing games with me and Kenneth. This is what he does. He says, Kenneth, first of all, you call my partner and says, I know you got a partner, but I don't like your partner. I don't like your partner. Now, your partner doesn't really know that I don't like him. Because I really never told him. I speak cordial with him every night on the show. Oh, boy, I just don't like him. I don't trust him. He's a pothead. He's just a dope head. And Ken, by the way, I bought something that y'all may need in the future. If you want it, come to me, right? When Ken says I have to talk to all first, when he says, okay, can't do that, Joe, I'm going to have to talk to all first. I mean, damn, all fat first, right? Guess what Joe starts thinking? Well, shit, his first move didn't work because he doesn't want to incorporate me. So when Ken tells me, watch this, see, y'all think Mama's Boy ain't number zero. You went 8 hours. I did shit on purpose, nigga. When Ken told me the first day I looked at the domain name and I knew he didn't have it. Right? So this is what I did. So actually, I started thinking, I said, hold up. This nigga's playing games. Now, I ain't thinking about game theory until I'm calculating what he knows tonight. So I said, this nigga playing games, huh? So really, you don't have it. You didn't buy it. So you're lying and say you bought something. You just want to be a part of some shit and trying to break us up. That's what you're trying to do, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to play along with this game. I'm almost, this is motivating what I'm talking about. I'm going to do 2 miles a day. Fuck, I might do an hour run, count my time. But how would this? No, I can't do that because I'm going to go and check on the lines, even though no one ain't going to talk. But anyway, Howard. So I said, okay, I'm going to play along with this game. Nigga, I know you didn't buy it. I know what you're trying to do, so I'm going to play along with your game. Nigga, thank you for giving me a reason to cuss you out. Because if you never, if you use this reason to show your hate towards me, I'm going to use this reason to show my hate towards you. He goes on Kenneth's show and says, this motherfucker online telling my business. Well, first of all, I didn't know your business. Gigi told you business. You dumb motherfucker bringing your little girlfriends over here that got baggage with them, and then they're going to stick with you, you dumb bitch. They're going to talk about, your car should kick her off. You're talking to the police. Bitches, this was a mob, you being a New York River. Why? Because you brought the police over here. What is he talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Right? But then he says, I'm talking about the personal business, but you're trying to tell everybody I smoke this, I smoke that. All right. You can say whatever. But, nigga, you going to hear me motherfucking running, bitch. Like I got the title, you let the haters motivate you. That's why when I heard his voice, I wanted to cuss his ass out so fucking bad. But I said, shit, I've been up all night. I'm still going to motherfucking run. And I ran yesterday. And I'm running today. Reminiscing on you let the haters. See, I don't wish him no harm. I wish he'd be healthy. But the motherfucker talk about all people conditions in line. He's a diabetic. Come on, he's a diabetic overweight. Which you can do what I'm doing. And that's no problem. But see, you talking all that stuff, you're really at risk. You need to calm down and show love. You're in a major spot in the world, and you're a diabetic person. No matter how it is, it attacks your kidneys. Joe, start thinking. And I'm saying, if I knew that I'm going around, Joe, that shit ain't going to last. It ain't going to last, yo. It ain't going to last. And I'm thinking, how should I grow up? Because in me, Howard, I cannot let that. It's not my platform. But not addressing that nigga, not addressing him, he's not going to address me because he's going to overtalk. He can't. Remember, look what ABC did the other night. When we pointed out shit about him, he kept on overtalking me. He wouldn't let me get it out. You see what I'm saying? He wouldn't let me get it out. So, fucking bitch, come up on this bitch like that. Like ain't nothing happened. Like, damn, Yoda. See, he an old school guy. We already know how. He's the guy, when he got fight, this is what he did. When he was fighting in the street in the hood, how, what he did, he got his ass beat. Then he a type of nigga, watch this, Howard. When something go down, and this before all that gunplay, right? Somebody whip your ass, and you look at your wounds in your house. You'll stay in that house 2 fucking months because you're a fucking shame. One day, motherfucker come out and say, God damn, nigga, you back out here? Well, really, Howard, how people used to come back outside, you didn't forgot all about it. You know what I mean? Or like after a week or 2 weeks or a week in the street fight, motherfuckers don't be talking about that shit no more. Like that. So, you still, what's up, man? All right, bro. You don't talk about that shit no more, yeah? You know what I mean? So, that's what he doing, yeah? What he doing, he lay low for a minute. Then he just gonna pop up like niggas forgot. You know what I mean? That's like, nah, because, and where I'm about to go here, I'm gonna go here for all the listeners. Maybe listen, I'm not glorifying nothing, but we gotta go with this man, New York, state of mind. He say he got killers or pull out guns for him. Okay, so let's talk hood street shit. I don't know much about it, but I'm letting you know now. It's like you trying to go and take some money from somebody, right? Nigga been looking for you. Everybody know you just take that fucking money. You gonna go over your grandmother's house, over not the east, west, up the north side of town, chill for 2 months, and think you gonna come and see your baby mother back in the hood, right around the corner where you stole that money at? Niggas gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? Let them try that. I don't know what that New York flavor was. That's real shit. That's what he did. Or you got some dumb niggas, or still a nigga. I'm really going to get straight. I'm not advocating. We're doing this for Joe because he says he
You got a lot of street buddies. But if you go steal somebody's stash, motherfucker, and you gone, they look. They know you stole the stash, because, nigga, you ain't had no money 5 minutes ago. Stash is gone. Bitch, you gone for 2 days. Huh? You gonna think you just gonna pop up and say, yo, can I get some work? Niggas gonna, they may not kill your ass. Hopefully, you better shit off. If not, they gonna crack you with your motherfucking crackhead. Your head gonna get cracked. And most of the time, when it comes to dope things like that, they don't even get killed unless you do some. Well, it all depends. I can't say that. So I don't want that. It all depends on who you fuck with out here. So I'm just saying, guys, I had to bring some street, like, stories to you, street scenarios, so your children stay out in damn streets. Our generation, we're not in it. But we're going to make sure, but there got to be some lessons. What I just said, just tell your kids how them niggas is out in the street. I'm just saying. Joe?
Well, can I say something to you all factually? Can I say something to you factually?
Yeah, I'm listening, bro.
You know, for the most part, I agree with everything you're saying. But check this out, man. This is a lesson I learned on these dang on computer streets, I guess is the word. Man, you can't move on these computer streets like you move in the real streets, you know, because you can't touch a nigga. You know, I wanted to touch a couple of niggas on hell, but you just can't move like it because, you know, I can't get you. I can't come up to you, nigga, and knock on your door and you know what I'm saying, in real life. I can't do it. So, you know that the internet banging, man, these niggas, you know, I don't know if it's worth it. All facts, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think in this case, I would.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Finish up.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Well, I think in this case, like, I'm going back, banging that ABC. But wait till I tell you this story about this, or ABC. You're going to be laughing, Howard. But me going at him, this is what the internet is for. Ideas. Yeah, I got information. You got misinformation. We battle. That's where it goes. You know what I'm saying? Me and ABC, we said it's going to be entertainment. He told me yesterday, we good, we boys. See, he good with the game. He said, yo, I'm going to cuss you the fuck out tomorrow on my show. And he let everybody know, we like each other. It may seem like we grooving, but it's all entertainment, fun game. And I'm going to call him a mental retarded motherfucker. So, ABC, but let me say this. I had your boy scared. And I told him this the other night. And he pushed it out of me. He did a show Monday, and then I came back after him at 12. He didn't like that. He didn't like that. So unbeknownst to me, I said, well, then he came back. I said, well, let me do a show Wednesday. He said, ABC already got the fucking show. Line up. I said, yeah. Mm. I said, wait, hold up. I'm not finished. I said, well, what time? Because he already did one Monday. So he did Saturday, he did Sunday. And I'm thinking he won't wait to Saturday. But he said, no, he wants to do another one. I said, okay, well, can I come back? He said, well, he said, you understand what I did last time? And listen, and I have no problem with it. What I'm saying is I'm just laughing at him. I have no problem with it. I never had a problem with it until I told me. Never had no problem with it. I said, okay. But I knew I was winning. See, I don't get mad about what I'm going to tell you, huh? So he says, well, listen, Howard. He says, well, he understands you did that last time. But this time he's telling me that he want the whole Wednesday night. Yo, you can't go after him, huh?
What?
You little, shut up. I told, hold up, shut up. So I'm like, oh, my God. I wonder if Mama's boy's Mace and Jay going to get on him when he's saying he's going to take it all night. So obviously, I said, okay. I said, well, what about Friday? That's when he told me that you and Black Jesus Minister. I said, God damn. I said, well, shit. Because right now I'm thinking, I got to get this information. People lying on people, life and death. If people keep on going up with this Howard, military can come and swipe these niggas up before it's propaganda or causing a fucking mob. But I'm saying, so I said, all right. But Ty said, I said, well, shit. Howard got a Friday. This nigga got a Saturday. So I guess I'm going to have to wait till Wednesday. So Ty was like, well, hold up. Hold on. Listen. I'm almost finished. And I hear your response. So he said, well, all fast, you can come out to me. Because I do one Thursday. Now, this is Wednesday night. He said, you can come out to me tomorrow. I said, bet. So I'm like, shit. I'm supposed to be doing a Friday morning run. No, I'm supposed to do that Friday morning. I said, it's going to be 3 o'clock. Joe came on this bitch. I stayed all night. And I read a mile and a half on that nigga. But, yeah, so what I'm saying is, the reason why I'm letting you know this, he know it's competition with me. He called me a stalker. Tyrone didn't title my show, right? I said, stalking down conspirators of the coronavirus. Said, you want me to call me a stalker? I'm going to stalk you with this information. I'm not going to stalk you by doxing you. No, we're going to have a game with this. So I guess, and Alicia made me, I really didn't want to give out my secrets, but Alicia, she came on, and she was said she cried listening to Phil Valentine with this crazy nonsense, because women out there probably looking for men in our community to guide them, especially single women and stuff. They don't know what's going on. They need, but to have somebody say, oh, my God, the coronavirus and open rippy, all I'm going to jail. And hold up. God, you give me information to save my life, or is this a gossip, conspiracy gossip? I don't even know.
Right. Right.
Good morning, man. How you doing? All right. Ain't nothing like seeing a black woman going to work. You go, black girl. Getting out, going to work. There you go, sister. But anyway, Howard. So hold up. Howard, I want to hear a response to that one real quick. So that's why I said, I told you that because he knows the challenge. He did not want me to come behind him because I crushed his ass. So he tried to get one up on me. So he was a good sport. And look, what I'm about to say is no problem. There's no beef. Howard, I'm laughing out. Nigga, I know your moves. I know we're doing right. Right? And so he came on the show. He said, oh, fast. Yeah, we're going to be going at it. We're going to be battling. And I'm ready. So what I'm going to do, I'm preparing Wednesday's show. Wednesday, I'm going to have to get Wednesday, guy. Wednesday's at 9. And if somebody want to come, start overtime. But see, he's not coming back after me. See, I wouldn't mind me doing Wednesday. He listened to me and come out at 12. Let's burn BTR. Oh, by the way, Howard, I'm going to download your show because what happened last night, Tyrone, the free conference call wasn't working, right, for like the first 5-10 minutes. I'm going to be honest.
Man, last night?
Yeah, last night. Right, when y'all start your show, because I got Lorraine. I woke up Lorraine, and I said, Lorraine, because I heard what you said the title was going to be. I said, Lorraine, what's our title? She said, oh, thank you, Offash. This is like 7:30. I just woke up, and she got on the phone with MJB, right? And then Tyrone trusted me the title. I put the title up. I tried to draw a free conference call, and wasn't going to work. So then I clicked
you mean,
on Netflix.
You
I clicked on Netflix.
Talk, right?
Right, I did. But see, when I used Blog Talk, I had to call into the conference so they can hear you guys' voices. Because you're calling into the conference. You're not calling to BTR. But there's another link that I really want with y'all. If y'all want to host on BTR and take the controls with me, right now he can give you a host link. And when you get that host link, you can just schedule your own stuff, right? But you don't have full controls, right? Like someone deleting shit. He can just invite you. And that particular night, you can control the switchboard. So I think we need a host meeting. All these hosts, I'm trying to call for a host meeting So, like last night wouldn't happen. It's up to you, not me, if you want to be on BTR. We just send you the link. So you can control this, because right now, I'm helping out on the BTR side. So we need a host meeting, man. I'm going to talk to Tyrone and tell him to call. We need to have a host meeting, us. If anybody not in the host, they're going to get hung up on. Or we'll lock the conference. So.
What do you think about you doing shows on Wednesday and Friday?
Fuck no.
What do you think about
I said everybody last night on Thursday night, man, you about to let me fall the fuck out. Man, they're like, nigga, I'm about to turn. Nigga, I can't even make this shit. Nigga, I'm going down here. Fuck, I gave up. I'm going down here, man. You hear what Howard just said? Nigga, I told the audience. I said, Howard, he playing around with Fridays and shit. Hopefully he'll get his nightly back. So basically, Wednesday's open. Friday's like a Friday night party for all. Get in where you get in. So I can't promise. But yeah, Howard, that's what he did. He told that motherfucker, I do not want him to fly with me. And I agree with him, because if this is war, I'm really getting the advantage. But that's good. That's good. And I told him that. I said I wanted to come behind him Wednesday, but someone didn't allow me to have access. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But we're going to get it in. We're going to get it in. Because guess what? We're going to make him look like a fool. He feels like a deuce. And but guess what? He can't admit he's wrong. He just want to be contrary. And when it comes out, y'all, you're a fucking dumbass. And your logic is fucked up. You kept on saying, look at his intro. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Fuck your facts. Fuck your facts. Okay. All right. Go against the world. Mm. And the sad thing about it is, I bet you he's following everybody's order, and he's making sure his family do, but he's going to get online saying,
absolutely.
Oh.
That's what pisses me off.
That's what pisses
outside.
Me off.
That
right.
Nigga in the house telling other people, go outside. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's why I tell Tyrone, man. I say, man, that dude. All right, I ain't going to go there, but yeah, man. I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Listen,
man.
He's mentally retarded.
On them, nigga.
He has something wrong with him, though, for real. He's mentally retarded. This man is saying, I'm listening to a guy who says, don't listen. Why? He says, I'm going to read you this article. This doctor says, don't listen to no mainstream media, right? Cut all your TV off. And by the way, listen, watch this. And by the way, I got a plan. Look, it's going to be a clip on Wednesdays. I got to clip this nigga off. Fuck. By the way, I'm listening. Like, this is what the doctor's telling. Don't listen to mainstream media. By the way, I'm going to be laying low. So you may not get your information from me. Just do what I say. Lord, my God. So when he tell me, if someone follows this order, if they say no one's out in the streets, if you come outside, you're going to get shot. You don't look at the news, you're going to get shot. In high school, Howard, they told us to keep up with current events. He wants us to be quack doctors. NBC has a reputation. Quack doctors don't. But go ahead, Howard. Shit, I'm going to go. No, I got to go to the top of the hill. Fuck. I ran some extra shit today.
Go ahead to the top of the field. I think you need to go at him and go at him hard with the misinformation that's going on. But it sounds like to me he's trying to prevent you from going after him and debunking his bullshit.
Right.
But I'm saying, nigga, do your shows. No matter what, where you got to do them, what time, Wednesdays, Fridays, come on, because the other voice, the real information needs to be put out, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. It needs to be put out, man. And I think you're doing a good thing. And shit, do your thing and don't let that nigga stop you. That's what saying, bro.
No, see, he doesn't hate me like Joe does, but, man, that nigga snuck in here last night, yo. That nigga snuck in the house. You know when you catch a kid sneaking in the house out, or not your kids, but you know back in the day. You know damn well you don't supposed to go outside until mama come home from work. You out there running the street with them niggas. That's what he did, yo. He came in back in the house. I wanted to give him my ass whipped, but I don't want to chastise children no more. Because, see, he's not a little 8-year-old. He's an adolescent, 16-year-old adolescent. Talking about his boy going to go get guns and shit. Yeah. You remember that conversation between you and him? If you don't, I do. But what I'm saying is, he motivated me. He motivated me. So what did I do? Really, while I was talking to y'all, I was exerting more energy than I usually supposed to exert. I got more miles in, but I stopped early because my emotions, I didn't pace myself because my emotions were taking care of me, but it's still all good. It's all good. So what time is it, guys? I started at 6:30. What time is it? How long morning was that? Let me see how long. What one was that? What time is it? Oh, yes. So right now, yo, my time is 47 minutes. That's a long 47 minutes. Like, the body's in tune. I just stopped at 47 minutes. You see, now, see, I messed up because I should have gone 2-3 more minutes. I should have been jogging. You remember the first show? Now it's 7:17. So now I got to walk it out. But, yeah, guys, I'm not mad. I just wanted y'all to trip on how, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm still on. I thought I was off. Yeah, so I'm just letting y'all know how that shit was. How he got, basically, he was scared. He didn't want me to come back at this ass. So, Howard, what I want you to go to SNOPES.com. That is your fact check website. When you go to that website. Yeah, you know about something, guys. Yeah. You know about that. That's killing. That's what I went through. That's right. That's what you go through.
The other night,
you
that's
did.
That's why his ass hung up.
Right. And I keep on telling you, I'm just letting you know how I'm going to take credit for that because I'm the one on 2 months ago show and on last night, I'm bringing it to the public because Lisa was crying. I said, babe, let me calm you down. Let me go. Let me check because right there, they say, just like that bio laboratory, they saying it was in a batch. No. They said 2012, 2013, a Chinese man was in the field, not the laboratory, not under a building's roof, in the field, doing his study on 10,000 bats when something pissed on him and something bit on him. That was 2012, 2013. That's a fact. Then the guy that first came out with the paper saying that the virus comes from Wuhan Market. Yo, first of all, they deleted his article off of ResearchGate, right? Then none of these people are critiqued by peer review. They just not cases. So they just spun the facts out, man. I just say there's things out to combat that, combat what they do, and that's what I'm going to be using. So at this point, I said, man, you got these women getting hysterical. I said, man, let me just give out. I'm not going to be stingy because I want to keep it myself, even though you know it. And there's other sites out there like that. Like some sites I know where you can go and check and see if something photoshopped.
Like I said, facts, I use that against Sarge.
Sarge, he hung his ass up.
Morning, when he was talking about the, what was he talking about? Trump and... not the pandemic shit, and Trump didn't fire anybody. I just went right to Snopes, and I read off that. And you know what he did after that? Well, that's like 33% true. And he didn't have it. Wasn't no get back from that. Only thing he could say is Well, all of it ain't true, but he didn't give no goddamn sources on that, and he just hung up because he couldn't.
Yeah.
He couldn't. Right. He couldn't deal with the facts, and he just hung up.
But watch what your boy did. Now that same show that I gave all the information about the website, and I gave him some more information. ABC comes on. Now he tells me, nigga, we gonna be going back and forth. But after he says, oh, what's that website that you gave people to fact check people on celebrities? I said, go to Gossip Cop. Well, when I went on Gossip Cop, it's like a people's magazine. I said, you dumb ass. I said, this is what the site is for. If you say Britney Spears, if you make a meme saying Britney Spears is dating Ice-T, you can go to that goddamn site and see if Britney Spears is dating Ice-T. They would say, no, it's rumors that she's dating Ice-T. Boom, she's dating this person. This is the fact. It doesn't give you factual information. No, she's not dating Ice-T. Then if you see a picture of Britney Spears and Ice-T kissing, I have sites where though you can show whether it's been Photoshopped or not. We are starting to put tools in for us to defeat this misinformation. If we do not have tools on the internet, because people are coming
right
with all that, they're giving us tools. Listen, there's the I'm gonna go into the house, right? There has something where though, like I did on Alquan. Alquan was putting images up on Tyrone. I ran Alquan's picture through this database, and they picked it up and they said it was a fake because they got it off his Facebook picture. Because it's Facebook. They get all these records of all these people. So that's what they did. And you found out that it was a fake. Yeah? Yeah? Yep, guys. We gotta combat them. We have to fight them. See, this is cyber war. Cyber war with information. They say information is the new gold. Well, misinformation is more, it's like they're equivalent. Factual information and misinformation are equivalent on the internet. Unfortunately, that's a fact. That's sad. And this is a situation
I'm glad that you're going in the battle with these niggas. If you need me, let me know. But I think you can handle it and beat their ass down, nigga.
Well,
and if you need me, I know.
Sometimes, Howard, I don't have to ask you because you always do. Because you know, back in the day, I said I always tease you, and I said, "Yo, Howard, yo, he be on the computer. You always support him. Everybody be talking. Howard be in the cut. Well, hold up, on certain website, it says so. That's a part of you. You always been doing that, nigga. You know I didn't tease you on that for a good reason." But I'm quite sure if you see me in trouble, I'm quite sure you're going to come in and say, oh, fast, let me help you out, bro. But, yeah, I'm going to get him Wednesday, so I'm going to lock Wednesday down.
Bust
oh, my God, he might
try to say it's like I told Tyrone. I said, bro, I'm on the side of truth. Whichever that may fall on, I'm on the side of truth. But these niggas is peddling so much lies and bullshit. It has to be something done about it. Because at this time in the world, look how we living now. That shit is going to hurt people.
Hurt people.
It's going to get people killed.
Right.
People are going to die from listening to this shit. And
especially the supplements. I think the supplements are the most dangerous. They said no supplements will prevent or cure the coronavirus. Listen, vitamin C is good for the common cold or the common flu or the cold. That's what vitamin C is good for. This is not – now, they give high doses of vitamin C by IV. That's just in the testing stage. But for you to go on here and say you got to take garlic pills or you got to take to boost your immune system, let me tell you one thing. Prevention and protection, that shit is not going to do anything. It will get into your body, and they're going to say, well, if my immune system, listen, if you're normal, everybody's immune system is different. No matter how much you may take, if your immune system is your immune system, it varies from person to person, you still might die. But when you say, when they're selling you this vitamin C, these garlic pills, these all this, I don't know, seaweed, all these natural herbs to prevent you from getting coronavirus, that as far as advertising is not scientifically proven, and I'm going to give it to you straight. You have gone for the okey-doke, bottom line. And when you tell people that, and they already bought, they're going to say no. Well, then they're going to say, well, all facts, you like Alcorn. Why are you calling them a scam? No. I'm letting you know factually. If you see a banner saying, take this pill, it's going to help you prevent from getting the coronavirus or protect you from the coronavirus, that's false advertising. Because if that was the case, we would not be in a pandemic. We wouldn't be. Everybody take vitamin C, everybody do it, and it's done and over with. That's a vaccine. So they're selling these supplements like it's a vaccine. It's not. Watch the wordage. And then, like I told them on my video, if you don't go get a you can get a nutrition blood test, you can get a regular blood test. Your nutrition blood test is going to test your levels. If your level of vitamin D is at a normal stage, and you go and you take a half a bottle of vitamin D supplements a day, something's going to happen to you because you're taking too much vitamin D. So that's why these things, even supplements, you got to go to your primary care doctor, man, and ask them about these supplements that you're taking. I don't know nothing.
You got to remember how fast. You got to remember who you're talking to. Those people don't go to the doctor, man. They don't go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
You got to remember your audience or who you're debating against. Those people don't go to the doctor. They're not taking that doctor's word for shit.
My man, Chopper, what's up, my brother? Chopper was on. What's up, Chopper? I'm sorry. I'm just getting in. What's up, brother? Talk to me.
Woo. Hey, shit. Just getting off.
Nigga, you just getting off? I'm just getting off my run, motherfucker. Go ahead, Howard. Hey, guys, I'm going to stretch for a minute. Can you take it over for a minute, Howard?
Yeah, I do a little bit. What's happening, Chopper? Nigga, you ran from me last night on Black Jesus Show. I'm about ready to get your ass.
I'm still on there. Had a damn phone call. You know, your phone call come through, you should drop off. And when I came back on, shit, had a damn conversation and changed. I was like, oh, well, hell. Yeah, one goddamn asked me again. Hell, I don't do no running here. I answer the question, but I can't answer the question. I tell you, I can't answer the question.
You ain't lying about that. But yeah, I mean, go ahead, Chop. I mean, we going in about misinformation, bro, and it's hurting us as a people, and it's keeping us stagnant. And I know you have this whole view. Your mind is so open to everything. At least that's what you say. But I'm saying, brother, the misinformation is hurting people, getting people killed right now today. I seen a picture of a lady today on Facebook that had on a copper mask over her face because she said the coronavirus is caused by 5G and the copper prevents the 5G waves from getting into. She had a copper mask on her face, and I said, "Wow,
damn.
We done lost our shit."
There ain't no worse than the dude making a damn aluminum foil vest with copper pennies in the between aluminum foil. That was crazy. Yeah, he made a whole breastplate.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I ain't never. No, I was saying he made a whole breastplate, you know what I'm saying, with aluminum foil and copper and pennies. The pennies ain't even made out of copper like that no more. But I guess the color copper worked too from what he was saying.
Well, I'm saying, Chopper, where are they getting this information from?
I don't know where the hell. That was the fraud. What the hell? And you telling me talking about the woman with the copper mask over her face? I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. Can I listen to something? I don't listen to every damn thing. And if I came across that shit, I would say it. Hey, so I'm saying, same way like I told y'all about the dude with the copper breastplate. That shit, that was idiotic to me. And he was talking about some shit where he said don't go outside, but keep your eye in the sky. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to keep my eye in the sky if I don't go outside? They're like, okay, I guess I look out the window. Yeah, I guess that's what he mean. I don't know. But that, the way he said it didn't make sense to me. But
I'm just letting you know, Chopper, as a younger guy than me, let me tell you something, bro. I started my journey, first of all, when I was a young cat, even in church with my moms, man, I knew there was some shit going on that, this shit ain't right. Everything don't add up. But let me tell you something. I started my journey, as they call this black conscious shit, which I'm not a black conscious person. I'm going to say that. But I started my journey like in 94, 95. I was like 22, 23 years old. So I've been around the block a little bit on this shit. And I can remember one of the first things I did in that time. I'm looking for something that was different than the shit I got raised on. The first people I ran into was the Moors. I didn't even know they were Moors. And I'm talking to a brother. We were going to school together. Talking to a brother. And, we talking about black shit. So I was on my black shit then. But when a nigga came over my house to us to go to his church or a place of worship, them niggas had on them fezzes, shit, come in my house. I'm looking like, what the fuck? They didn't even have a building to go to. They was in the park doing their services. I was like, whoa, shit. And they out there praying and talking. And I'm like, man. So that just give me, that's where I started my shit. I was reading Chancellor Williams in 96, bro. So what I'm trying to tell you, man, I done been around this block a long time, bro. And what I'm seeing right now, black people, because of their untrust of the white man or the government, have went over the edge. Right. It's crazy right now.
Well, let me ask you a question right quick.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay. What has the government done to you specifically, you know what I'm saying, that would make you forget about all the shit that they've done to us and our ancestors in the past?
Well, it's mighty funny you ask that question.
I'm
a former veteran. I'm a veteran.
Okay.
I'm a veteran.
Okay, well, that's half.
I live in a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home. So what the government has did for me specifically, is get me in this home. No money down. And believe me, I like to say, and people talk shit to me, I like to say, I'm the brokest nigga in the neighborhood. You know why I am? Because I shouldn't be in this neighborhood. Because if I didn't have that behind me, I wouldn't have been able to afford to come up with that 20% down to get that home loan to even be here right now.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And all facts will tell you this. I came on the phone and was talking big shit one night, and I had a little alcohol in me. But my neighbor's house right across the street from me sold for $500,000. Over $500,000. So when you say what had the government done for me personally, that's what they did. And it ain't a bad thing. So everything that the government do ain't bad, depending on your viewpoint. But shit. So,
well,
you know,
I can understand that.
Go ahead.
So I say I can understand that. You know what I'm saying? Being how you said it and all, and I mean, I can understand it clearly. You know what I'm saying?
So everything ain't all bad, brother.
That ain't everybody's life. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, ain't guaranteed it.
Chopper, I'm going to let you know something. Right. Chopper, I'm going to let you know something. Man to man.
It wasn't everybody's life either, brother.
Huh?
The military was the best move I made.
Go ahead, pal.
I don't understand it.
I'm just letting you know, Chopper. I'm not going to tell my business. I understand it. What I'm saying is, I
hear that, like, from pretty much all y'all. You, I mean, say mama's boy, Tyrone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all y'all pretty much, you know what I mean? Y'all basically have the same understanding. I mean, there's a couple other people, I can't think of their name off the top of my head, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? They was in the military, Navy, or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you
y'all
say...
All,
right, now, Chopper, if you say...
Most,
okay, go, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, and for the most part, y'all all, you know what I'm saying, agree to the same thing. I mean, there's... And being that how it is, I clearly understand that. I mean, okay. That make all the sense. You know
but, Chopper, I will understand if you guys see when comedians, well, I heard some people, man, y'all coons. How you going to join the army and this and your people not free? How you going to fight? Well, that's it. But what I'm saying is this. I don't like when people say that. You can say what you want, right? I'm not a coon. But if you say, well, hold up. Well, I would understand this concept. Well, black brother, I know it's fucked up that you had the reason why you had to join the army because you grew up in fucked up conditions. Or they may have made a situation where they forced black people, males, to join the army because that's how you got to get out of the hood. If it ain't dope, basketball, hip hop, fucking people going to the army. Look at the black man. We come from the inner city. I'm just saying, certain situations, man, because like I said, there's a lot of brothers that went to try a certain lifestyle, didn't do it, and said, you know, I'm going to change my life. Let me get the fuck away from here and start the fuck over. That the army was good for us, right? And everybody's experience is not different. So I understand it says, okay, this society may make conditions to force people to go in the army. But no, to look at a black man and say you a coon for not taking the opportunity to better yourself and better your family, you can get married, start a family, do what you ever, take these benefits and give a leg up, and then your children may not have to go into the military because my children, they're not going into the military because I did what I had to do for them. So unless it's a draft, they don't have to go into the military. Now, I'm not going to tell my business because people be jealous of shit and wish that they had what I had. But anything that I got, I put my life on the line. I left this country when my first son, my first child, was 19 days old. I have injuries in the army. I fought these people for 20 years, but I had to work for it. This ain't no handout to me. I had to put my life on the line, just like that boy put his life on the line when he initiated through his gang. Well, if y'all say I had a gang, every gang you put your life on the line. So that's all I got to say, brother. Go ahead, Howard.
Let me comment on what you're saying right quick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dare call anybody that's in the Army and Navy anything like that a coon. I wouldn't dare do that. You know what I'm saying? Just like any other black family. I got family members that's in the Navy, Army, you know what I'm saying, National Guard and stuff too. Just like every other family. Or a close family. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I couldn't dare, you know what I'm saying, call you a coon. Any of y'all coon. That's ridiculous. And anybody who think they're fucking retarded. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And that's cool. And everybody in the that's been in the military don't think alike. Because I definitely don't think like Sarge. You know, so.
No. I say y'all have similar ideas when it comes to particular topics. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, the way y'all talk about them. y'all stand firm, you know what I'm saying? You will not be moved, you know what I'm saying, from where y'all at. I mean, all y'all, you know what I'm saying, pretty much like that. You know what I'm saying? That's respectable. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, any real man can't knock that.
A lot of times
you hear me say, I understand. You know what I mean? Because you hear me say that a lot. I say, I understand. Chopper. What I'm saying, I understand where you're coming from.
Chopper, I respect you, man. Oh, go ahead, Howard.
Yeah, I respect what he's saying, too, because it's real shit. No, I just want to say this, man. When a guy comes out of a certain situation in the hood and he makes a decision. Now, check this out, Chopper. He makes a decision to put himself in harm's way to better provide for those that may come after him. I was born in the projects, raised in the hood. When I got tired, I made a decision to say, I'm going to put my motherfucking life on the line. I could die. Real shit. I could die. I'm going to put my motherfucking life on the line to put my seeds that come after me in a better position so they don't have to do it like I did it. That's the reality. So all these other niggas talking about, you nigga, military, nigga, I was braver than your ass ever thought to be. Ever. And that's why now I'm in a better situation than your ass will ever be. Because I did it. Some of these niggas was too scared to do it. Scared to change, scared to die, scared to provide better from them seeds that came after them. They were scared. You know how I know they were scared? Nigga, I went in the Navy when I was 23. Should have went in at 18. But you know what? You know why I didn't? Because I was scared. That's why I didn't go at 18. So that's why I know what the fuck I'm talking about. So when a nigga talk down on these niggas, no, man, just got a little more heart than you. Just had a little more forethought than you. Just had a little more courage than you. Just wanted a little more better for my kids than you. That's it. I was already a grown motherfucking man when I went in there. Only thing the Navy taught me was about being on time, showing up for work, being responsible for your shit as a man and what you do. That's it. That's what I needed. And I've been rolling ever since as a man. And my kids, them seeds that I sacrificed for, today in 2020, bro, they reaping those benefits of my goddamn sacrifice. Those are facts. That's real shit, man. See, I don't come at you with a goddamn dream and a theory, Copper Chopper. I come with reality, bro. I live this shit. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'm done.
Well, we didn't turn into a military concept, and Chopper, we appreciate you because, you know, when we said that, you know, there's some comedians who made statements about, I'm not going to mention no names, about veterans. I'm going to let you know right now. I mean, shit, I feel proud about myself. I feel proud. People can say what they want. People like Joe can say what they want. My boy's here with me. You know what I'm saying? We working it out. They grown men. They coming to their own. They know that right now any benefits they got their father sacrificed his life for. Just like a nigga on the street going to sacrifice, yo, I'm out here for my kids. Well, I went into the military for my kids.
Hey,
same fucking
back,
thing.
I'm going to call back in a minute. I got a phone call, bro.
No problem. But Chopper, you know, Chopper, he definitely says, you know, he owes respect, but he said that we all, I guess, stand firm. Look, one reason why I got myself up and ran because of the military. I have a jogging show because I thought about the, okay, I can talk because we do cadence. Drill sergeant always tell you, you will never forget this experience a day in your life, and you will never forget your drill sergeant. Never. It's an experience, man. But let me say this, and we already got about 10 more minutes left. I gotta appreciate y'all. Not Saturday. We're gonna start Monday, 6:30 a.m. Monday. Because today's Saturday, take off tomorrow. But let me say something. And how with me, I don't know, for some brothers in the military, when you a brother and you get out the military and you come into the civilian world, you still have that military structure. But it takes you a while to get back into your, like, normal civilian life and, like, being a normal black person. Because I'm not going to say, but most of the black community don't go into the military. I mean, I'm not going to say most. Yeah, well, yeah, most people don't go into the military. Yeah, so I'm right about that. And especially, like, when I went on a job, I'm going to tell you my business. When I first got out of the military, I told you guys that a guy came to my job because I used to go in suits. I used to work in the corporate world. And I had that military. Listen, this is the truth. And I was in sales, and I dealt with people, opening up big accounts and shit like that. Believe it or not, I talk like a runaway slave right now. Believe it or not, did very well. This Chinese Asian girl that was in college, University of Baltimore. She was in law school. She says, "Offex, would you stop?" I said, "What do you mean?" Now she's working right beside me. She said, "You're making me look bad." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "Man, you do sell techniques so good. I was like you. You're just showing me up. I don't do what you do." This is the fact. Believe it or not, Joe would not even believe this about my life. Y'all don't know shit about me, bro. You don't know shit where I've been at. You think you fucking know about some fucking body. She says, I said, "What the fuck? What's my point?" The military, they said, "Yo, when somebody come up to you, you got a cross cell." I was hitting numbers like a motherfucker. Now, the reason why I got left that business ain't none of your business. But the story of the matter of the fact is, I was the shit. Motherfuckers, I left the company. Regional manager says, "Yo, I'll give you, I want a raise. You got to wait the next quarter. I'm going to give it to you." "No, I'm leaving somewhere else." Someone came in, saw me do my shit, and says, I want to pull you out of this, and I want you to come with me because I like your shit." I'm the shit. What the fuck? I'm just being me. The military helped me be that way. When I went into the military, when I used to get around, except the Baltimore streets, because I was allowed, but when I used to get in a crowded group, I used to be the quietest one. The military actually helped me be outspoken. Blame it on the military. So right now in my life, real quick, I'm just letting you know now, I'm trying to get back into this. I'm trying to get back into shape. It's a drill sergeant doing it. I'm not saying everyone has to do it. But, man, I'm just saying, man, I lost some of my military discipline. Not saying that I'm going to act like I got a fucking drill sergeant in my face and be around everybody like I'm a drill sergeant, but some type of discipline. Far as, listen, hurry up and wait, and you never be late. That means if you got to be somewhere at 4 o'clock, you be there at 3:45. That means you will never be late. I have to bring that back in my life. Fuck that. Hurry up and wait, you'll never be late. I want to be, look, I want to go back to my old ways. The bus coming 5 minutes. I'm going to leave my house 5 minutes right before the bus. It's going to take me 5 minutes to get there, so I'm going to leave my,
Come on, dude. And then you'd be rushing for the bus, and when you miss the bus, you'd be mad as shit. Because they may have came 30 seconds later. I mean, 30 seconds or 10 seconds earlier. You don't know, but, yeah, man, that's it. I'm just saying, man, we should be proud. It's unique that I'm surprised that a lot of these veterans are over here, especially a lot of black veterans. We have even white veterans, I guess. I'm not going to mention their name, but we have a lot of veterans over here. Yo, this thing's unique. But go ahead, Howard. Can you end the show for me, Howard? We got about 9 more minutes. Can I get some more last words, and then I'm gonna close it out. And some Chopper, can y'all give me some close words?
Yeah, I'll let Chopper go, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chop. You just got back on. Sit.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey there, man. That's your little girl. That's your little girl, Chop. That's your little girl.
I'm a little boy.
Oh, that's your little boy. Oh, okay. You just had one, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah, I remember you saying you had one. Well, no, well, I'm going to give you a prop, Chopper. I say, man, listen, you may not went to the military, man, but you got that military soldier spirit, man. You get up, you go to work every day, you're a family man. You know, a lot of black African Americans, especially on this. I mean, I don't know why ABC, he be talking about all of us are in our children's lives over here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's in their kids' lives, as far as I know. But he comes and he says, y'all people in, y'all like this and y'all like this. Man, everybody's, man, we pretty good over here. So, man, I just let you know, man. I know you don't need no pat on your back, but, man, appreciate you, man, you know, taking care of your family like you're supposed to do. And people like Joe says, well, this is what he says. Because, you know, he, you know, I'm telling his business, but he says, you know, he never had a child of his own. But he says, when black guys brag and say, I'm taking care of my kids, well, hold up. In this society, if you able, I'm going to mute you 1 second, Chop. We got a lot of noise in the background. If you're able, well, listen to me. I'm talking to you. If you're able to take care of your child like Chop is doing, I'm sorry. For black African American males, we get so beat up in the media, you need to brag. Don't be like Joe. Why are you bragging about? No, it's rough for a black African American male to keep his family together. I mean, you got the stressors. He's dealing with other stressors that most of the people don't have to deal with. So you do need to applaud. If you're going to applaud these mothers, you applaud, I'm not even going to meet him. You applaud a Chopper right now who's talking to his son. You applaud him. Because there's many options. People can do many of it.
You not saying that again, Mom?
So when you hear... Right. So when you hear Joe say, yo, I'm tired of people doing bragging. No, I'm glad because I could be in jail. These boys could not be with me. They had other options. And guess what? They're here with Papa. And guess what? They also have their mother. If something happens to me, they have a mother to fall back on.
Y'all get up in a minute.
We're separated, but they have two parts in their lives. And guess what? Me and my ex is pretty cool. So, man, we gotta just stick it together, man. That's all.
If you like a baby mama or something and you ain't with them, you know what I'm saying, that y'all can still take care of the kids, you know what I'm saying, it should be kind of normal, even though, you know what I'm saying, you ain't
that's
there
facts.
All the time.
That's facts, Chopper. That's facts. Chopper, you still there?
Let's see. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's a good thing, but shit. The second best thing is if you can communicate with her boyfriend. But my baby mom was something else. But me and her boyfriend, we good, you know what I'm saying? He do good by my kids. My kids like him and shit, so I don't have an issue with him. You know?
Right.
Because that bitch tried to have me locked up. She was dead to me since then. But I still communicate with my kids. So like I said, I got 5. So I got my 3 little ones with me.
That's you know, that's a tough situation, bro.
I was lucky. I don't have any kids outside of my marriage. I was lucky. And I got married at 26. 26? Yeah, I got married at 26 years old. I didn't have any kids when I got married. Lucky, because I was definitely out there doing my thing. Definitely. But, yeah, man, that's, you know, you need to come on and talk about that, what you're talking about, getting along with the baby's mama's dude. That's some important shit that probably needs to be out there to a lot of people in that same situation.
But that's my argument to ABC. I keep on saying, you're right to front home, but when things don't work out, how are we going to make sure that both of us take care of the child, even though we're not under the same roof? And he keeps on saying, if you fucked up, if you broke, there ain't going to be nothing. Listen, if you got 70% of the problem, so make sure the fathers, even though they're not with the women, make sure they're being the part of the child's life. What I think is some women think, well, if he ain't with me, he ain't going to be with that. Some women, not all, some have that attitude. Every breakup that I've known of, there's been profanity. People have been hating, calling police, even murder and breakup. So it's going to be some bad blood. But time heals things, especially in a relationship. Sometimes I laugh and smoke some shit. You know, time heals stuff. So that's what we're trying to get to ABC. You know, we understand what you're talking about. But when things don't work out, how do we make sure that these children still have a father in their life? How can men make sure that you're still in your father's in your children's life? He says what I'm saying is some dumb shit. You playing part time dad, you playing part time mom, or whatever it is. So, but guys, I guess that's to each his own. We probably got 10 more minutes. I'm gonna go ahead and close the show out. I'm gonna put it on Q&A for a minute, guys. It's been another great.
I mean, shit. And the conversation never come up. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with spreading a little, you know what I'm saying, a little good information.
Yeah, but Chapo.
Anything helpful?
Right. And kind of speak in general, because sometimes you can, you can tell your business, but without telling your business. He needs to wake up, man, and just let him know, man, that there's other stories out here. I'm letting you know. Listen to me, guys. Watch this. I'm gonna say something. Watch this. I'm thinking right now, Howard. Most of the guys that I grew up with that are still living, I'm looking at them now. They have contact with their children. They may not be with the girl, but I've seen them with their kids. They're an intricate part with their children. I don't know what this social media is saying, that the people don't have fathers. I don't know. What I'm thinking is now, yes, this is with this last 30 seconds, what they're doing is they're concentrating on the most extreme cases of people getting locked up, going to jail because of that too. They're concentrating, and I think they're polarizing it a little more than they should. Because when you look at it, only 40% of blacks live in dense black population communities. So, guys, that's nice, guys. I'm going to talk to y'all. You got 10 seconds. I will talk to y'all guys on definitely 6:30 Monday morning for the next show. BTR is going off. Conference call still on. Y'all have a nice
day. All right. Y'all take it easy, man. Y'all stay safe.
All right, yeah, y'all take it easy, man. Good show.